Summer was a bit of a drag for people who live in the region, at least in the places where smoke was often present from wildfires. When the smoke is not present, this is a great place to live with many attractions. And those attractions bring in visitors from around the world, some of whom chose not to visit this summer after all. When the scenic attraction can't be seen through the smoke, when the outdoor play or concert is canceled by smoke, people look for other ways to get entertained, which is a great concern to people in the tourism business in the region. The concern led to the creation of the West Coast Tourism Recovery Coalition, a joint effort of Washington, Oregon, and California. Let's hear more about it from a couple of executives involved in the major agencies. Todd Davidson is the CEO of Travel Oregon. Thank you for joining us today, Todd.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And from Visit California, we have Ryan Becker, who's the Vice President of Communications. Thank you for joining us, Ryan.
Good morning.
So let's start with some basic facts and figures. And Todd, why don't you kick it off? What are you seeing in the way of dollar damage?
You know, a lot of it right now is anecdotal. Last year, the Oregon Tourism Commission did undertake an economic impact study of what we estimated the effects of the fires were during the 2017 wildfire season here in Oregon, and the estimates were slightly more than $51 million in direct economic impact and another $16 million in earnings and salaries to employees in the industry. So it was not insignificant, of course. We have not been able to do that same level of economic analysis on this year's wildfire season because obviously it's just now kind of wrapping up. We're starting to see the fires abated. There still are fires that are burning here in Oregon, and so we'll wait for that abatement before we're able to go out and really take a look at the economic impact. We do, however, hear from a lot of our partners throughout the region, certainly there in Southern Oregon, about the impacts that they're feeling. We're hearing wineries are experiencing as much as 30% declines in their visitation to their tasting rooms. We know that jet boat companies in Grants Pass are estimating about $1 million in lost revenue. And, of course, the Oregon Shakespeare Festival there in Ashland is looking at more than $2 million in economic impact.
That is a bunch. Shakespeare Festival doesn't have endless pockets, obviously. And so $2 million will make a big impact. Ryan Becker, let's talk about California, a much bigger state, almost 10 times the population, maybe 10 times the visitors. Don't know that number there, but what kind of impact are you seeing from fire and smoke there?
Like Todd said, it's been pretty significant for us as well. About 250 million trips taken in California every year. And anytime there's an incident like we've had this summer and past summers, definitely puts a dent in that. Just the fires around Yosemite are really the only ones we have hard data for right now, and about $20 million loss in the month of July alone for the communities around Yosemite National Park.
All right, so it sounds like a much bigger pie, and therefore the losses are likely to be much larger in dollars.
Yes, I think that is what we've seen in past summers, and I expect that to track this year. We're looking at cancellations in the 10 to 12% range.
All right, I'm glad you're getting to percentages. I was going to ask you the same thing, Todd Davidson, for Oregon. What kind of percentage drop we're talking about here?
Well, you know, the percentage drop that we've seen so far has come, for example, as I mentioned, the winery saying that they're seeing a 30% decline in visitation. Crater Lake National Park has talked about declines in visitation during July and August that were double digits. You know, you're looking at somewhere between 15 to 20 plus percent drops in visitation to Crater Lake National Park. And of course, when you have iconic attractions for the region and for the state, for that matter, the jet boat trips on the Rogue, the Shakespeare Festival, Crater Lake National Park, when you're seeing those kinds of declines there, you know that it's rippling throughout the entire hospitality economy in terms of lodging, restaurants, other attractions, retail shopping, and the like, but also through the economy in general, because all those tourism-related businesses obviously are utilizing other local businesses for financial services and printing and the like. So it certainly becomes an economic impact that it's going to be quite challenging for the region.
And Todd, is it sort of a proximity thing? I mean, the closer you are to fires and smoke, the greater the impact?
You know, that's one of the things that we want to go out and evaluate this year that we have not done in the past, and that is a consumer perception survey and a consumer behavior survey. We want to see you know, this is 2 years in a row now for Southern Oregon to have pretty catastrophic forest fires and the smoke impacts that have accompanied it. How is this changing consumer perception about how and when to travel in Southern Oregon? And we need to evaluate that. Did they cancel trips? Did they go to other destinations? Did they still come to Oregon but go to other parts of Oregon? Did they still come to the West Coast, for example, but visit other parts of the West Coast and avoid the areas that were just going to be impacted by fire and smoke? And that's some of the conversations that we're having as part of this West Coast Tourism Recovery Coalition, as well as here at Travel Oregon. How is this impacting consumer behavior, and how can we better address resiliency efforts as we go forward?
Ryan Becker, you mentioned impacts around Yosemite. Was it generally Yosemite and Northern California taking it hardest from the tourism drops?
You know, every natural disaster, unfortunately, has its own, you know, takes its own path, and they unfold in different ways. So I wouldn't say that there's necessarily a formula. But this time, if there was any kind of formula, it definitely broke that formula a little bit. So what we saw from a media coverage standpoint and a consumer sentiment standpoint was really conflating the fire around Yosemite, which, of course, was significant and closed the park for several days, with the fire up near Redding that exhibited some very unusual behavior from a fire standpoint. So for people who are long-haul travelers, especially who are not familiar with the geography of the West Coast, they were seeing headlines and news coverage and social media conversations essentially showing all of the West Coast ablaze. So it impacted, of course, the areas directly where the fires were that were directly impacted by closures or infrastructure damage. But really, all of California and all of the West Coast felt the effects of that.
We're talking about the West Coast Tourism Recovery Coalition, made up of the three contiguous West Coast states, California, Oregon, and Washington. And we're talking specifically with Todd Davison, who's the CEO of Travel Oregon. Ryan Becker is the Vice President of Communications at Visit California. You can join the conversation on the exchange as we continue to talk about travel impacts from fire, from smoke around the region, and they are significant impacts. Join us on the exchange by phone at 800-838-3760. Our email address is jx@jeffnet.org. The idea of having to work against perception, Todd Davison, I know I've noticed this one before, because I recall that in the early days of the Biscuit Fire in 2002, it actually was called the Florence Fire, which was driving people in Florence, Oregon crazy because the fire was nowhere near there. It was named for Florence Creek or something. But this sounds like a constant obstacle in tourism to try to convince people it's not as bad right here or here, here, and here, although it is here.
You know, you raise a terrific point, and that's exactly why we want to get at it this year with this consumer perception and consumer behavior study. I have used that very example of the Florence fire that became the Biscuit Fire, and this here at I was here at Travel Oregon at the time, and we were reaching out to the Forest Service and the others that were involved in the incident command around that fire, asking them to rename it, because we were hearing from the folks in Florence that folks were canceling hotel stays and their vacations there in Florence and the Central Coast, because the perception was that the fire was there. And of course, the fire was 100 miles away, roughly. And so that was important. And obviously, words have power, and they were influencing consumer behavior and consumer perception. So that's, you know, the crux of this study is to find out exactly how this messaging is influencing the consumer perception, and how we can then, as tourism agencies, better message. As Ryan mentioned, the impetus really for the West Coast Tourism Recovery Coalition was that there was a perception that was being created in some of the national media that made it appear as though the West was ablaze. And while the smoke impacts obviously covered a much broader area than the fires themselves did, there was less than 1% of any one of our states that were burning at the time. But that would not necessarily be the perception you received when you turned on your TV every morning or opened up and read the news on your smartphone. And so we wanted to make sure that the facts were being relayed, that folks still knew that there were great places to come and visit here on the West Coast and in our respective states, and that they could still have, you know, vibrant and transformative vacation experiences here on the West Coast.
So within that media landscape, Ryan Becker, I mean, obviously a perception can be built up in one form of media or several forms of media, but perceptions can change very fast today with as much media as exists in the world. And I just wonder what kinds of, over the course of the summer, as things were going on, if there were things that you did at Visit California in terms of sending out reassurance campaigns or messages that to encourage people to come and not to cancel.
We did several things. The first thing I want to note is that we would never send, recommend a traveler goes anywhere that is not absolutely safe. So while a crisis is going on, while a fire is actively burning, or if firefighters need access to, particular roads that wouldn't be responsible for us to send travelers to that space, we're not going to communicate that it's safe to go there. Once a community is reopened for business, what we find is often there's, human nature is let's give that community time to grieve. They've suffered a loss. And in reality, that response often just adds to the economic impacts of losses from travelers staying away. So they've gone through a terrible crisis, a terrible disaster. They've lost property, in some cases lives of friends and loved ones. And now their economy is suffering because the spending from travelers is missing. So our message is really, once it's safe to do so, once a community is open for business, we try to get that word out. And we work through our offices around the world. We work through our social media channels to make sure that message is loud and clear. And like Todd said, the coalition, one of the primary objectives is just to get the facts into the hands of travelers so that they know what's going on the ground. It can be really hard, even for residents, to know what's open, what's not, what's the air quality impacts in this particular location. We want to make that as easy as possible for anybody who is planning a trip to the West Coast or has a trip already on the books and is on their way, that they can get that information at their fingertips.
That could be a fairly tricky message to deliver, I would think, though. For if somebody's coming to see Mount Shasta, for example, I mean, what do you tell them? If the wind comes from the east, you'll see the mountain, and if the wind comes from the west, you won't. I mean, it really got down to that level of specificity over the summer.
Yeah, air quality, I mean, in full disclosure, is one of the more challenging things to communicate because it can change minute by minute. So what we do is we connect them with the resources, the public officials and agencies that track that information, point them towards online maps where they can see what the air quality is at any given point in time. And we're open about, the reality on the ground. If there's a fire nearby, it may not be directly impacting a community or a hotel where you're staying or a restaurant where you're going to plan to eat, but you need to be aware of the situation and how that may affect your travel experience.
Tourism and smoke and fire, the subject here on the Jefferson Exchange, as we talk about the creation of the West Coast Tourism Recovery Coalition of the three contiguous West Coast states with Ryan Becker, who is with Visit California, where he's the Vice President of Communications. We also have with us Todd Davidson, the Travel Oregon CEO. You can join the conversation on the Exchange. Tell us your thoughts about ways to talk to people about coming to visit the region when we're having some troubles staying here ourselves. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. And Todd Davidson, that brings up a point. I mean, you must have had at least some tourism that was people leaving Southern Oregon and going to other parts of Oregon.
I was at a meeting in Ashland last week. Governor Brown was down and meeting with folks and talking about wildfire and smoke recovery now that the fires have, for the most part, abated. And one of the tourism professionals that was there from Klamath County actually invoked the word reverse tourism, where the air quality had gotten so bad that residents were leaving. And so you have that added impact on tourism-related businesses that residents also enjoy. It could be attractions, it could be restaurants and grocery stores and gas stations and the like. They were leaving, to go somewhere where the air quality was better. And so, as Ryan pointed out, getting the word out, having the most complete information possible, was really the driving force behind the coalition. And I applaud my friends at Visit California for reaching out to us here at Travel Oregon, because it was paramount that our visitors and our residents had real-time information, and we were able to provide them that. Visitors to Oregon may also be visitors to California. And you know, the international visitors that are coming and exploring the West Coast, they need information. So if they're coming to traveloregon.com, we need to make sure they have information on what's happening with the fires in California as well, and vice versa. And that's real-time information in terms of air quality, road closures, and the like that we were able to provide visitors so that they were able to first and foremost be safe, and secondly, as best we could provide then, given those circumstances, still provide them with a great vacation experience here on the West Coast.
So, Ryan Becker, I have to believe that you guys do contact each other over the course of a year from time to time, meet up at conventions, that sort of thing. But is there generally an open line of communication between Travel Oregon and Visit California?
I would say certainly. I mean, we do spend quite a bit of time together, and certainly this coalition has formalized that relationship to some degree around the fires in particular. But we see this coalition as having legs for years to come, and it could be, it could be a fire, but God forbid what's coming next. We want to be ready for that and be prepared to communicate. I think Todd makes a great point about, you know, travelers are not just coming to California, not just coming to Oregon. And they're looking for a West Coast experience, and fires and smoke certainly know no borders. So we're going to work together to make sure that we're aligned around that and providing those travelers with the latest information.
So talk about the basic setup, the basic goal, basic message of the Tourism Recovery Coalition, if you would, Ryan.
And the basic goal is it's centered around a website that you can go to, westcoasttravelfacts.org. That's consumer and facing. So it essentially provides some on-the-ground realities for what's happening, particularly around the fires right now. But like I said, I can see that evolving over the course of the next year or so. And you can get all the information you need about where the impacts of the fires, where the impacts of the smoke, travel planning resources from all of us in California, Oregon, and Washington. So you have it all at your fingertips. And we want to make sure that we're sharing with each other as well. Sort of that's kind of the behind the scenes work that's going on. So we know what the reality is in Oregon and vice versa. That I would say is a new development for us. And while we do have a lot of casual exposure to each other, I think this formalization really bodes well for the traveler experience.
And so, Todd Davidson, how do you staff this between the states, and did you have to devote additional money to it as well?
Well, what we've done is our communications team is working closely with the Visit California and the team, as well as the folks up in Washington. We obviously already were involved in getting the word out about the wildfire impacts. You know, we're working with our welcome centers across the state, as well as the local visitor information centers, so that not only is the information available on our website, but it's available in real time through those human contacts as folks are traveling in Oregon or entering Oregon as well. And so for us, this became an enhancement to what we were currently doing in terms of bridging these relationships that were already strong, already present, and now able to mobilize those relationships in a way to better serve our visitors and making sure they have that information. So for us, we really didn't see it as added cost, but rather enhanced benefit and enhanced safety and security and better messaging for our visitors.
Are there other things that aren't getting done because you had to put people on this?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, that's kind of like if there weren't fires, what else? You know, if we weren't communicating about wildfire, then we would be talking about great wine and amazing whitewater rafting and amazing incredible natural beauty and arts and theater and, you know, those kinds of things. But obviously, when these natural disasters do occur, that's an important part of our messaging because, as Ryan and I have both mentioned this morning, the safety of our visitors is paramount.
So, Ryan, has there been the season-ending wrap-up of how well this effort worked the first time through, or to cast ahead to what might happen next season, or are you still waiting to get to that point?
You know, unfortunately, the fire season, you know, has really become almost a year-round endeavor now, and I mean, there's just a new fire that started up over the weekend up near Red Bluff in California, and they're still working. Thankfully, they've gotten containment over the weekend as well on some of the bigger fires of the summer. So it's going to take us a little while to see what the full impacts of the fires were, as well as what the impacts of this coalition are It's definitely paying dividends in terms of, you know, we're seeing consumers use that site. We're getting outreach from journalists and asking questions about, you know, where the latest information is and how they can help share that information with their readers and audiences. So from an anecdotal standpoint, we see great benefit. We think it's working. It'll probably take us another 6 months or so to have a full accounting of that.
This is primarily a public-faced effort, and I'm looking at, it says a West Coast welcome at westcoasttravelfacts.org, the site that you guys put together. Is there a behind-the-scenes effort as well? I mean, when you muster the resources of three states with very vibrant tourism economies, you can have some political impact as well, and I just wonder how much is going on to talk to members of Congress, state legislatures, et cetera, while this public-faced effort is going on to see if there are solutions that can make future seasons somewhat better.
Well, if I may, this is Todd, and address that first, and Ryan may have some added thoughts, but the economic impact study that we did in 2017 did capture the attention of our two U.S. senators, Senators Wyden and Merkley, and they reached out to us this year in light of this year's wildfire season and asked us to actually look at doing a specific update, given how 2018's impacts could potentially be very different in terms of where the fires were, regions of the state, and sectors of the tourism economy that may have been impacted this year that were not impacted by 2017's. You know, each fire year can be very different. And that's what we're undertaking, and we're reviewing that request, but definitely moving forward with this consumer perception survey. But and again, that's because the Oregon legislature and our members of Congress are very interested in what the impacts of the wildfires have been.
All right. People can check out what's being put out there about our region in terms of tourism to people who would be coming to visit us at westcoasttravelfacts.org. That is the work of the West Coast Tourism Recovery Coalition. Our guests have been Todd Davidson, the CEO at Travel Oregon. Todd, thank you.
Thank you.
And Ryan Becker, who's the Vice President of Communications at Visit California. Thank you so much for joining us as well.
Thank you for having me.